This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been celebrating trains. I started a job. I got it a while back, but started this week at BNSF, which is one of the major railroad companies here in the United States. So, yay, trains. It's been really cool. You know, yesterday's show, I really, really enjoyed talking about how trains and movies, you know, how important they are to one another. And it was a lot of fun. Today, different. It's not that I didn't enjoy, I'm not going to enjoy today's show, but you look up trains and comics and there is almost nothing. Like, even in this day and age, there is almost nothing about trains and comics. There's a DC hero, villain, anti-hero type person called Freight Train. There's that. He's dead now. Only appeared in like 20-something issues. In Outsiders and Batman Inc. There's old-timey Western comics called, like, The Wagon Train and things, but those haven't been published in decades. So there's really not a whole lot, which surprises me because as soon as I thought of this, one thing immediately came to mind. Admittedly, it was a film, but it's a film based on a graphic novel, and that is Snowpiercer. The Snowpiercer film, we'll talk about it for a second. It came out back in 2013, 2014, and it was really good. I didn't see it in theaters. I caught it like on Netflix or something one day, and it's great. Chris Evans, Song Kang-ho, Tilda Swinton, Jamie Bell, Octavia Spencer, John Hurt, Ed Harris. Like, the cast on it is really, really good. It deviates pretty heavily, well, in certain parts pretty heavily from the source material, and other parts it's pretty spot on. It was directed by Bong Joon-ho, who, that was about the only American thing he's done. He's done some really, really phenomenal, like, award-winning Korean movies. Mother, The Host, Memoirs of Murder, Barking Dogs That Never Bite, stuff like that. Go check some of them out. They're really, really good. And Snowpiercer is so good that there's even a TV series coming out from TNT next year, which I mean, I'm curious. There's definitely, I think it's one of those that's going to lend well to the TV series. And it's going to star David Diggs, who you probably know from Hamilton. He was one of the big guys in that. He's done some rapping and a couple of other things, but yeah, that's what he's most well known for. But I think it's going to be pretty solid. Jennifer Connelly's going to be in it, so that's always a big plus in my book. And it's going to apparently be kind of more the behind the scenes stuff from what the movie was, showing the politics of the train, maybe kind of how we got there and all that. So that way, you know, it'll be able to do more stories and more things, which, hey, I'm all for. The graphic novel, however, like I said, is a little bit different. There's been a few of them. The first one, well, first off, they're all from France. They're all French. The first one was published originally in 1982, so it's older than I am, but that doesn't mean it's not awesome. excuse me. And if you haven't seen Snowpiercer, I realize here we are like 4 minutes in the show and I haven't talked a whole lot about it. In the future, there is another Ice Age. Nearer future than most, and all of humanity lives on this train that has just over 1,000 cars. It's 1,001 cars. And there's huge class separation from the back of the train to the front of the train, to the point where the back of the train, you know, is used for slave labor, and they try and rebel and get squashed. All sorts of great stuff going on. It's a really interesting examination of, like I said, class systems and people rising up and how that plays, you know, in when there's nothing else and they don't know anything other than this train. And this guy named Proloff in the novel decides, you know, he tries to escape from the back cars and move up to the front. And eventually he kind of starts to lead a revolution and they bring him up to the front to supposedly ask for his help. But then come to find out, you know, they're really just going to cut off some of the back cars that have the lower class on there. And they're going to get rid of him. But Proloff, this guy, ends up kind of running the train and taking over the engine and stuff. But surprise, there's also this virus that may or may not have killed everyone else on the train. So it's really pretty interesting. There were three other volumes after that. So the first one was written by Jacques Laube and Jean-Marc Rocher. And then later on, the next two volumes were written by Benjamin Legrand. And the first one was called The Explorers. It came out in 99. And then there was The Crossing that came out in 2000. And then a fourth and final volume came out in 2015 called Terminus. And that was written by Oliver Bocquet. And these kind of deal with other stuff going on in the world. Apparently there is another train and there's airplanes and all these things going on. So it should be, I haven't read the later ones, but should be interesting. I'm down to see what happens in them. I'd like to pick them up maybe on Comixology or something if they're translated to English. As you learned last week, my French has something to be desired. But, yeah, so Snowpiercer is a really great story. A solid film, solid book. Probably going to be a solid TV series. So it makes me wonder why there's not more trains in comic books. You know, that, I mean, I guess if you're dealing with super-powered people, they can fly or take their jets or teleport, something like that. But in this day and age, as many down home, I guess, you know, grounded stories we have, real people stories, slice of life stories that we have, you know, I don't see why it's not on there, especially when we have looked at the success that it has in other mediums. It just kind of baffles me, really. If I was a big famous comic book writer, I would totally write a story involving a train. Who knows? I might do it anyway and get somebody to draw it and then become a big famous comic book writer because of it. Yeah, it would be, that'd be the way to do it. No. So I don't know. I feel like you have plenty of story elements, plenty of things to do there, but for some reason nobody has. Or maybe they have. If I've looked over some great train comics, please, by all means, let me know. You can let me know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. You'll find us everywhere. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows on the network, not just The Night Nerd, but you also get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Plus lots of other really great, phenomenal shows that are a lot of fun that are coming your way. But if you want to email me, you can do that too. If you're just like, Lance, look at all these great comics that have trained. You were super wrong. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody, so please just drop me a line. But otherwise, that's going to be it for me today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Take the last train to Clarksville. Will I be waiting at the station? Will I have time for coffee, for later kisses, and a bit of conversation?